Brian Barrett here with Chad Hibden of the Blackman Lady Blaze. And Coach, congratulations on the win over Mount Juliet, 55-46, and in the state championship game.
Thank you, Brian. Appreciate it. Definitely a fun game. Two great teams battling for a lot at stake, and that's what makes it fun.
Well, you had only one loss. They had only one loss. A lot of people really hyped up this game, and it really lived up to it. It's been the best AAA game in the tournament so far, other than the Rossview overtime game, I guess.
Well, I mean, we just kind of go out and compete and whatever the game, however the game is played and whatever, you know, obviously we try to impose, you know, the style we want, but it's not going to be played that in this kind of environment and as good a team as Mount Juliet is. You know, it's not going to be your style all night. And what makes us unique, what makes us really special is that we can play multiple styles. Obviously, we want to play fast, and Mount Juliet, you know, wanted to kind of control the tempo and things like that. But we're able to defend that way, especially, and that's, you know, why we were able to really, you know, pull the game out at the end.
We'll talk a little bit about that, because you knew going in exactly what Mount Juliet was going to do. I mean, they were going to work the ball down low and get it to their post players, and to be able to defend that and. It's one thing knowing what they're going to do, and it's another thing keeping them from doing it as much so you can win the ball game.
Well, they're regimented and they're disciplined. You know, Coach Fryer, they do such a great job, and it's been a staple of what they do for a long time. When you have, you know, three and four bigs like they had, really, really makes it tough. But I like how our girls just continue to battle. And I think in the second half, what we did is from a mental standpoint, our girls knew that we had to just battle every single possession. You know, we got off to a nice start, and they kind of got back into it, because I think our girls, you know, had a few little just physical breakdowns, you know, where, you know, they're just pounding it and pounding it and pounding it, doing the same thing over and over and over again. Well, the monotony of that can be a challenge. And we just, you know, told our team, you know, at halftime, look, they're going to continue to do that. It's going to be a battle of wills, you know, where will we break before they break, and our girls didn't break.
You start the after Mount Juliet takes their only lead of the game at halftime, 20-19. You come out, hit four in a row, and really take momentum back onto your side. And you all seem to do that in every game. You know, just snatching that momentum back if another team gets it.
Well, we understand from a competitive nature that teams are going to have their runs, and what you try to do is minimize and limit those. And we're about making multiple runs. And I think, you know, anytime a team challenges us with a run, we're always and have been able to step up and meet that challenge. And that was, you know, what really happened tonight. I mean, just the girls were, you know, they played with so much heart. You could just tell that from their soul they were so invested in each other out there, and it was definitely a team effort.
Chad Hibden, our guest, talking about the Blackman girls 55-46 win over Mount Juliet. Coach, one thing we talked about during the broadcast is the fact that you were running subs in and out the whole game, and that seemed to be the game plan to keep some fresh legs out there and really keep the pressure on Mount Juliet.
Well, you have to. You've got to run their bigs, to get them to where they missed some of those shots that, you know, they were hitting in their previous game. I think, you know, we would have obviously liked to get it on up a little bit higher, but, you know, they're so good and they're so big. And, you know, for us to be able to make their post players and their guards too just continue to run and constantly run, and us having the ability to sub, you know, 7 and 8 players and just keep rotating them says a lot about our team, says a lot about their mindset and their focus. And they know, you know, whether it's 30 seconds, excuse me, or a 3-minute stretch, you know, they know that we trust them, that their coaches trust them, or they wouldn't be in the game.
Coach, you know, if you look at the minutes that these kids have been giving you, you know, 20, 30 minutes for most of your starters, Micah Norris off the bench today with 20 minutes, KK Williams, you know, you look at all of those kids, they're seem to be very, very unselfish. Even Angel Allen's five minutes in the game. They were big, you know, a defensive rebound. You need all of that to go together for a team win. Your girls don't really get wrapped up in their number of minutes and stats, do they?
Well, not when it comes down to big games and winning. They are teenagers, and they're kids, and they understand that. And look, I want players to want to be on the floor for 32 minutes, but I also want players to understand, let's have a team-first attitude. And one thing we stress to them, you never know when it's going to be your night and, where a player might only get, 6, 7, 8 minutes this game. It might be 20 the next. And so they understand that and believe that. They believe in it's it's an approach that, at any point in time, their number could be called for major minutes or big minutes, whatever that is, whether it's just a few big minutes or whether it's a lot of minutes that are crucial. And that's what makes this team really, really unified.
Free throws are obviously a big part of the game that I think a lot of people take for granted. You just step up there and shoot free throws. 7 of 19 in a big game like this, knowing that Mount Juliet was close enough, if you missed the front end of 1-1 a couple of times and they hit a couple of buckets, we may be talking about something different. You've got to have those, and you can't take anything for granted, but you did a good job with free throws today.
Just unbelievable. And I think as we look there, the players that we told to be aggressive, in which we were telling all of them, they attacked the rim and got fouled. And we told them that, if you attack the rim and you really utilize our pull-up jump shot, I said they got two things. They got to back off and let us hit that, or they got to foul us. And to hit 17 out of 19, wow. You hit 17 out of 19, you're going to win most ball games, and it was a huge, huge factor. Not a difference, but a huge factor in us pulling out the win.
One more thing, and then we'll talk about the next opponent up here in the championship game. While they did out-rebound you 31-28, when you've got 6'3", it's a challenge when you don't have that type of size, and to be able to rebound with them, that's a really big thing for you.
Yeah, it is. They posed a definite, big challenge. But all of our ladies had huge hearts tonight. And when we needed big rebounds, we got them. And that was the most important thing.
Coach, Ridgeway, the next opponent, it's a quicker turnaround. You played Wednesday, beat Houston, then, of course, played Friday, beat Mount Juliet. Now, Saturday, during the day, middle of the afternoon, how do you go about this time and get prepared?
Well, we'll go visit with our family for a little bit, and tell them how much we appreciate them supporting us, and then we'll jump on the bus, head back to Blackman, and we'll go to work. We have game film on them. We've got a couple scouting reports already as well. So we'll go to work. We'll have a normal routine for tomorrow. Bring our kids in, tell them what we think, and give them a few pointers and keys to helping ourselves win the basketball game, and we'll just turn them loose, let them play.
Ridgeway won a tight game. They had to kind of ground down a win versus Rossview, 52-50. But so did you. I mean, it was, it wasn't a 2-point game, but it was still a very physical game. So got to rejuvenate and get ready. What do you expect to see from the Roadrunners here?
Well, they're very physical, very fast, very, very skilled. So the game today will help us be prepared tomorrow. They'll play a little different style, but, as big and physical is, as Ridgeway is, it'll definitely thank you. it'll have a little celebration from my big guy over here. With Ridgeway, we've just got to match their physical play. Speed is going to be on exhibit from both sides. So we'll just have to be more physical, more a lot tougher than they are, and discipline. I think that will be a key too. Our discipline, our execution versus them will be crucial.
Chad, the chance to do something that's never been done at Blackman, and that's win a team championship in any sport. And that there's, you've got a lot of people supporting you, a lot of Murfreesboro fans around you, and the orange in the stands today was evident. That's more orange than maybe MTSU likes to see in here, but at least it's Blackman orange.
Well, amen to that, and we appreciate MTSU for hosting this and being such a gracious host. And tomorrow is going to be about winning a basketball game. I know a lot of people are, a lot of people understand there's a lot on the line. We understand there's a lot on the line, but with our girls, they love competing, and they love just the game of basketball. So for us, it's about sizing up Ridgeway a little bit, seeing what they're about and who they are, trying to keep them from getting in a flow or a rhythm, and us trying to impose our will and the way we need to do that, just so we can go out and win a basketball game. And as we do that and we focus on winning a basketball game, then we'll get the joy of really cherishing what it's meant to be in the championship game.
Coach, good luck, and let's be talking about a state championship after about to, what, 3:30 tomorrow?
Yes, sir. Sounds great. Thank you.
Chad Hibden joining us here, and that's going to do it here for our conversation.